The question is there any correlation between the various avatars and the various yugas? No, not necessarily. For every yuga, there is a yuga avatar. But you have to understand that neither Krishna nor Ram are the yuga avatars for their yuga. They are Leela avatars. See, yuga avatar is the person who teaches the yuga dharma. Now, dvapare paricharyayam. Dvapara yuga, which was the? It is paricharyayam. Tretayam yajato makhai. In Treta yuga, it was deity worship. Treta yuga, it was yajnas, fire sacrifices. Now, if you see, how much does Krishna teach deity worship? There is not even a single direct verse about deity worship in the Bhagavad Gita. It is implied through Madhyaji Imam Namaskuru, but it is not directly. So Krishna, he teaches deity worship. There is one chapter in Uddhava Gita. But then that is right at the end of his life. He is just giving one chapter. And the Mahabharata Krishna, there is not much emphasis on deity worship again. So Krishna is not, and further, more importantly, Krishna has come at the end of the yuga. Now what is the use of teaching the yuga dharma at the end of the yuga? Isn't it? So, Krishna is not the yuga avatar for that age. He's a Leela avatar. He comes by his own will. So, the yuga avatars for each yuga are different. That is mentioned in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Hamsa and Yajna and the other avatars which are mentioned like that. So, the list of dash avatars that we know about commonly, or the list of avatars that is given in the Bhagavatam in the second chapter, in the third chapter, these are avatars which are described from various yugas. So, in that sense, there is a correlation between avatars and yugas, in the sense that there is a yuga avatar for each yuga. But the list of avatars that we know about, be it dasha avatar or the list of avatars in the Bhagavatam, this is not directly correlated with the yugas. Broadly speaking, the avatars that are described in the Bhagavatam in detail, see, there is a listing given first in the third chapter of the first canto, then I think again in the sixth or eighth chapter of the second canto. There is a list of incarnations. And then incarnations are further described. So what is described later, the pastimes which are described, they are described of the various avatars who appeared in one day of Brahma. Now, third canto onwards, the Bhagavatam is like the history of one day of Brahma. And then the various incarnations that appear at different stages in the universe, they are described. So while describing, say, the descendants of in Swayambhu Manu's descendants, then Dhruva Maharaj is described, and then how Vishnu appeared to Dhruva Maharaj is described. Or while describing his descendants, Prithu Maharaj is described. And then again how Vishnu appeared. Prithu Maharaj himself is avatar, but Vishnu appeared, he was Shakti avatar, so Vishnu appeared to him again. So like that is described. So the Bhagavatam's listing of avatars from the third canto to the end, that is primarily the various avatars that appeared in one day of Brahma. Primarily in primarily in Vaivasvata Manu's life. From the third canto to the eighth canto, and from eighth canto onwards in Vaivasvata Manu. First is Swayambhu Manu, then Vaivasvata Manu. And the dasha avatars, they are a list of incarnations which have been talked about by various acharyas. The prominent among them is Jayadeva Goswami. So these are 10 prominent incarnations of the Lord. But they are not in any particular yuga sequence. You know, Parashuram is the avatar who is mentioned in Ramayana also, and is mentioned in the Mahabharata also. So he is someone who is existing for a very long time. So it's not that these are avatars which are related with the yuga, particular yuga or a particular yuga dharma of a particular yuga. Is it clear?
Adding to the same, we have 10 dasha avatars. So is there any dasha